Blog Talk Radio.
Promises Our Lady gave for the Rosary, the 11th promise. You shall obtain all you ask of me by the recitation of the Rosary. So far, of these promises of Our Lady to those who recite the Rosary, this one seems difficult to understand. This promise has a good biblical foundation. Consider 1 John chapter 5, 14-15. And we have this confidence in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in regard to whatever we ask, we know that what we have asked Him for is ours. Our Lady seems to have this scripture in mind with the Rosary. This promise is very similar to the fourth promise Our Lady gives in her promises to Saint Bridget of her greatest graces for meditating on her tears and fears. Number four, I will give them as much as they ask for, as long as it does not oppose the adorable will of my divine Son or the sanctification of their souls. Our focus on this promise is given on our confidence in prayer because of the Lord's desired intimacy with his people and the needs most important getting us to heaven. We can storm heaven with all kinds of requests for the many wants we have, but if it is not in accordance to his will, his response probably would be no. St. John spends time writing about our confidence in eternal life. We have that confidence that our prayers are heard. This is the basis that Jesus relates in Matthew chapter 18:18-20. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That is the real point of all this. The Lord is in our midst, and he does hear us. We do not always understand his divine plan. Why does it seem that our pleadings go unanswered? A loved one who dies, despite all the prayers offered to include the rosary. If we take a step back for a second, that person the Lord might take would not want to come back because of the great joy they are in. It might simply be their time, and we have the great hope, we will see them again. Ephesians chapter 1, 11 through 14 states in general, in him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory. We who first hoped in Christ, in him you also have heard. You have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him. We're sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance towards redemption as God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Jesus has an intimate relationship with the Father. He is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He gives this understanding that we can give reflection. Jesus says, and I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. That father among you would hand his son a snake when he asked for a fish, or hands him a scorpion when he asked for an egg? That's Luke chapter 9:12. Notice that Jesus knocking at the door. There is no door handle. You have to let him in. Because of free will and the consequences due to sin, nature is a reality and things happen. We must come to the acceptance of God's will, and prayer assists us in this. I've heard the question, why does bad things happen to good people? This points to the importance that the faithful need be spiritually ready daily. We are in a battle for souls, and there are those who have chosen to do evil. Our faith is so important. There are many times in my life that I am so thankful because I do not know what I would have done without it. Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 8 through 8 states, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. In praying, Do not babble like the pagans, who think that they would be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray, pray, pray as a child, depending on their loving Father's protection. The rosary offers such devotion. My greatest request is the ultimate salvation of all my family and friends. 100 years from now, the most important thing is our salvation. Oh my God, relying on your infinite goodness and promises, I hope to obtain pardon of my sins, the help of your grace, and everlasting life, and life everlasting, through the merits of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Redeemer. Again, this 11th promise that Our Lady and Our Lord gives for praying the rosary. You shall obtain all you ask of me by the recitation of the rosary. My encouragement is that you be, you know, dedicated to the rosary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and Johnny Cash, when he came out with that song, I Walk the Line, it was 1956, and that was the year that I was born. So I can say truthfully that I've been walking the line ever since, thanks to my mother and thanks to our Holy Catholic Church.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of his search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome. 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 The 2-5 Cavalry deployed to Iraq beginning in October 2006. We first spent a couple of weeks into the theater of operation and to our designated area of responsibility. The battalion area and the bulk of our companies were on FOB Victory. And this is where I would maintain my troop medical clinic, sharing with other units, combining our assets. Our day-to-day operations were never routine. Covering our units with medical coverage depended on having competent medics. We had the best, and through everything, we tried to find our time to be able to bulk down. I was a medical platoon sergeant and responsible for the preventive med, the field sanitation, detainees, the unit movement officer. I wore a lot of hats. I also went outside the wire to inspect the battalion for sensitive items, accountability of the line medics, not to mention details the first sergeant might be responsible for. The following are opportunities I was able to fill in the pages, the gaps. If I had any personal time, I utilized that for serving the Lord and the troops. The following to share a glimpse into what the Catholic Defender's Day might consume. December 3rd, 2006, I wrote, "A most interesting development is taking place here in Iraq. It concerns the chaplains. I was called in by our battalion chaplain, who explained to me that the division or brigade chaplain, the guy in charge of the chaplains, was concerned of a Catholic Bible study. Our chaplain defended us and me in particular, but it was weird talking to him about it. I told him that this is a ridiculous issue. We are not sure where this is coming from exactly, but we have the Catholic priest in charge of us standing behind us. It seems that the Protestant chaplains are wanting only Protestant Bible studies. I asked our chaplain that it would look like if it was a Catholic priest who was the division chaplain trying to suppress Protestant Bible studies. Could you imagine the uproar over that? I made my point, and we are still on for our Bible study this coming Tuesday evening. I think the issue might even give us a push as word gets out about it. If we had to, we would move into the MWR tent or someplace if we had to. Just the idea of it. After I spoke with the priest, he was very interested in getting my help to start the RCIA program here in Iraq. Wow, that would be great. December 5th, We held the Catholic Bible study tonight, and it went well. We had quite a few people tonight, and I think that the Steve Ray series are excellent, The Footprints of God. I went over the questions that supplement the topic and was able to add a lot of ad lib. It was a lot of fun, as I was able to get a lot of participation. I think the problem has been solved. December 9th, another piece of news, a doctor that is supporting us is coming to our Bible study. He is interested in learning about the Bible and looking at Christianity. We have been talking a lot about the Catholic Church and the Bible on our off time. He has been very receptive so far. He is informing his wife what he is learning. Keep the prayers coming. January 9th, 2007, tonight at the Bible study, I was covering the second chapter of St. Peter from Steve Ray's The Footprints of God series. I had a soldier come up afterwards who made the Bible study tonight for the first time, came to me and told me that he wants to become a Catholic. He thanked me for the presentation and discussion and promised to be back next week for Chapter 3. That will cover the keys. I'm always amazed at what the Lord does. January 10th, today we had two Iraqi soldiers come through us who had gunshot wounds to the abdomen, and the other was hit twice in the leg. One of the Iraqi interpreters that I met today was there to talk to the soldiers and comfort them while we cared for them. Later tonight, I went to the welcoming center to call Gigi. When I met the same interpreter who was insistent that he was going to our Bible study on Tuesday, I thought to myself, that is cool. January 12th. Tomorrow, RCIA begins, and so I'm excited to get started with that. Father asked me to take the lead, so I really look forward to the challenge. For me, this is part of Restore the Vineyard that I've been working on for a while, Deeper Truth. I've received some rosaries and religious medals that I can use. Thank Doug and Joanne for those who are wanting to know their faith or investigate it. The Lord calls us to go out and gather them in. I encourage you, if you haven't already, to think about helping out in your parish. Maybe you can serve as a sponsor or work on the team in some way. If you feel led to teach, we need you. Especially if you are loyal to the church, we definitely need you. January 13th, I wrote, tonight at RCIA, one of our catechumens is from the Mormon Church who is seeking to become a Catholic. It is great that we have a mix of just about everything in the melting pot. We have a lot to do in a short time to get it done. Does that sound familiar? I passed out some rosaries and religious medals to the people. Thanks, Doug and Joanne, for the contributions. It is greatly appreciated. The Lord bless all of you. January 15th, I wrote, thanks to St. Monica and King's daughter. So far, I am doing well. We continue to exhibit why we are the greatest force this world has ever known. Today, I spoke with a soldier that I hadn't had much a chance to talk with for a good while. He came to the TMC today, and we were able to talk about the faith. He was raised Church of Christ and has thought about some of our previous conversations. He has pledged to play guitar for us at Mass, which could be a beginning. He is interested in the DVDs that I've been with Steve Ray. What a great source of information, interesting commentary, visual effects. I recommend them to anyone. Later that day, that same soldier came up to me tonight, all excited as he was able to get a sponsor for RCIA. That is cool. January 15th, I spoke with another soldier today who is now interested in joining RCIA. He became excited when I told him what to expect in the class. I really think this one will come through as well. That's two in under a week. I'll let you know if he comes or not, but I think he will. I know where he sleeps. January 16th. The soldier showed up to this Bible study tonight along with the other one, both of whom will be in the RCIA. He was getting with me tonight as I taught him how to find books in the Bible, chapters and verses, Old and New Testament. It was a good beginning, and what really made it great was his heart. That is so important. January 17th. Now that you've mentioned it, I was here at the TMC posting on DCL. That's Steve Ray's web page, DCL, Defenders of the Catholic. When one of my soldiers approached me telling me that there was somebody out front looking for me, I logged out, went out to the front looking for maybe the sergeant major, maybe somebody from the company. There was this lady standing by the check-in counter who stopped me and told me she was the one looking for me. She had gone to the chapel looking for someone who could help her as she wanted to lecture at Mass. The chaplain sent her to find me. Well, we definitely can use her gift. She is also interested in our Bible study on Tuesday evenings. Then, when I sat down at the dining hall, I happened to sit right across from a chaplain who told me that he had a soldier who was looking to find out what they need to do to become Catholic. He quickly thought of me and will send this soldier my way very soon. This in the span of about 30 minutes. January 20, I have another person who is going to start RCIA. I need some prayer from you as he is upset at his Catholic girlfriend who had an abortion a few days ago. I spoke with him today, and he's not sure about his commitment to her. Her Catholic parents apparently encouraged her to have it done. Unbelievable. I explained that anyone who participates in an abortion in any way are automatically excommunicated from the church. They need to see a priest about how to get themselves reconciled to the church. This was a serious sin that they need to resolve. He will join us tonight. Pray for him as he is upset that his child was killed. The battalion commander put it out in their command and staff meeting last night to encourage soldiers to come to our Bible study on Tuesday evenings. We were happy to hear First Sergeant put it out for all the platoon sergeants to tell their soldiers. That is really good to see. We've been doing well for the people already coming. January 20th. Thanks for the continued prayer. God is doing great things with them. Tonight, January 2007, we conducted the RCIA for the second week. All three of my soldiers went to include the soldier whose girlfriend committed the abortion. He was there. We were to meet at the division chapel, which is about a 15-minute walk from where I'm working. We got there to find the chapel locked. We waited there for everyone to show up for class. I went to the MWR tent and was able to get us a room with a 53-inch TV surround sound. We filled the room as I showed Steve Ray DVD Footprints of God series beginning with Jesus. It was awesome, as nobody wanted to leave, even though we went 50 minutes past our normal time. I walked back to the TMC tonight, filled with great joy, even being in a place like this. Must be God. They even put up with more thoughts from the Catholic Defender from me. It's been a great night, one that I will remember. I think it's going to be like this until Easter Vigil. January 23rd, tonight I am looking forward to our Bible study as we begin the study on Mary. Thanks to Steve and his many cast of characters who helped put it all together. I will use this series on Mary this coming Saturday evening for the RCIA. They loved the one on Jesus last week. What better follow-up than Mary? This certainly helps keep morale, especially when the reality why we are here is consistently placed before you. Pray for the people of this country, for peace. My heart is sad over the victims of violence. Many of them are young, or very young. January 26th. Tonight has been a tough night in many ways. I was speaking with a friend of mine who had been wounded as his vehicle was blown up by an IED. He is going to be okay, but we were talking about a lot of things, and he became open to the discussion on the Catholic faith. This was very good, and he was very receptive. I've had two of my soldiers wounded, one by an IED and another shot in the leg. I had to send young men to take their place. I've been very much out there exposed as well. There is so much good we are doing, and yet the enemy is determined. I ask you to continue your prayers for our troops. Our soldiers are performing at a high rate. When we go out, the team I'm with always, they pray Psalms 23. That is so cool. Thank you for all that you do for us in word and deed. January 27th, beginning this morning, I was outside the wire on mission and didn't get back until about 1800 hours. I was in full battle rattle when I got to my room and grabbed my computer and speaker system and made my way to the division chapel, which was about a mile away. I had to go by foot. I got there to find Father was there with the RCI class, which was real glad I was able to get there. Even though I was 45 minutes late, everyone stayed the whole time to watch the DVD on Mary. That was so cool. A non-denominational preacher happened to be in another room, became interested in the subject matter, so after I dismissed the class, we talked for another hour. It was a good night of RCIA action. January 30th. This morning is... We were about to go on a mission. Another soldier approached me wanting to talk about the Catholic Church. What a blessing as we began another month of action here. I've been telling people who are in the RCIA that this Easter Vigil, they would be able to receive the Eucharist, to do that here and in the land of Abraham. This is very cool. February 2nd. I've been outside the wire doing several missions, even serving as a medic for patrols throughout the area. The past couple of days, another one of my medics was shot, making it three that have been wounded in action the past couple of weeks. It's been tough, so I've been gone a lot. This past Sunday, I didn't make it to Mass, as we didn't get back until 2000 hours that evening. It's been like that the past few days. I did speak to a Catholic today who told me that his wife was religious but not Catholic. We talked for about an hour as I explained to him the importance of Mass. He thought he was doing good by going to church with his wife, a non-denominational. I woke him up in a serious way today. I received a couple of medics this week from home as their wives bore them children. They missed out on the first 90 some odd days. I'll try to send some pics when I figure out how. February 2nd, I forgot a point of interest. After a memorial service for one of our soldiers in our company, I participated in a Bible study with a number of soldiers who came after the service. I was curious, so I sat in on it. I was quickly invited in, and the evening came and went. The other night, one of the officers who participated came over to my room, and we ended up talking about the Catholic faith for 5 hours. That night, I got about 4 hours of sleep, but it was worth it. I think that he began to understand many of the points I was making. I'll be meeting him later tonight. Maybe it will be fruitful. I'm going to be faithful. February 3rd. Last night, I participated in a Bible study that took about 2 hours. It's a good opportunity as people are coming to me offline to ask me questions. That is really good. Tonight we have RCIA, and I'm covering St. Peter in the DVD series. That will be exciting. February 3rd still, there is always indirect fire that is hitting our area. We had a guy shot in the rear end, in the butt, as he was sitting in the barber shop waiting to get a haircut. He's going to be okay. He is a Catholic who is faithful. These guardian angels that you send, that you're sending, they are having a powerful effect, as my soldiers at this point are going to survive. We have to hold on to tomorrow. Today is what we are sure of. I've been in a fun debate with one of my soldiers over once saved, always saved. We maintain that a person can be saved, yet fall from grace. That is an interesting doctrine, because didn't Adam and Eve fall from grace? Were they not saved until the fall? The good news is that we can be restored. February 11th. Last night, I showed the DVD about St. Paul. Everyone is really enjoying the DVDs, and people are getting with me to borrow them regularly. They are excellent. As I walked back to my pad last night after we finished for the meeting, I heard a firefight taking place not far from where I was walking. I believe it was Iraqis fighting terrorists, perhaps. A father trying to defend his family. It lasted for a good 5 minutes. I don't know who was actually involved, but it is a sad state of affairs. For me, that is the reason we are here, so that this will not happen in the USA. That's the only thing that makes sense at this point. February 11th. Today, we had a tough day. I had a soldier die in my hands as we tried to save him. His wounds were just too severe. I prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet as we continue to work for him. It's a sad thing. May the perpetual light of the Lord shine on him forever. His dog tags revealed he was Catholic, and so I prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet for him. I trust in the Lord's promise. February 13th, today after the noonday mass, I met a soldier who came, and it was very interesting. He told me that he had only been baptized, but has not been to church in many years. After talking to him, he is going to become a full-fledged Catholic. That is his desire. This began a week ago when he started having serious issues, and he found going to Mass gave him peace. February 14th, I got into a discussion with a couple of troops who related to me they were raised Catholic. One of them told me that His father used to be a priest. That his father used to be a priest. I asked him if his father went to Mass, and he answered no. I then asked him if he considered himself a Catholic. He called himself an agnostic. I began to challenge him this way. Your confirmation is your Pentecost, not your graduation. You are expected to take the baton and run with it. Instead of running the race, you have decided to sit down along the way as a sidebar and read a newspaper. Your father has done something similar. Jesus established the new and everlasting covenant found in Matthew chapter 26:26, for this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. When you go to communion, you renew the covenant with the Lord. When you turn your back on communion, you turn your back on the Lord. I also told him, when you go to confession, you sit on the mercy seat of God. The Lord teaches that when you go to confess your sins, he takes those sins and throws them into the sea of forgetfulness and remembers them no more. Instead, you choose to wear and drag your chains around. You can be free of this by going to confession and turning over your life to God. The trooper was very interested in what I was saying and will be getting with me in the future. February 15th, we had two priests celebrate Mass today at noon. I met one of them for the first time. We talked for a few minutes when he opened up and he had someone from his unit that was turning away from the faith. He felt like his hands were tied because he was a priest and couldn't reach him. The person kind of turned his back. Father was hoping that I might have had an effect, so I hope to talk with him, to him soon. People abandoning the faith is a sad thing. That is why heaven rejoices with the return of a prodigal son. On February 18th, the Saturday evening at RCI, we covered the Nicene Creed. That went well, as everyone gave good input and questions, very positive. This morning at Mass, I met one soldier who couldn't make it to RCIA last night, and so I arranged to meet him during lunch after Mass. While he waited for me to come to the Mass hall, another one of his soldiers was standing there talking to him. I came on the scene and introduced myself. As we talked, I discovered he was a fallen Catholic. The light bulb came on, and I ended up talking to a group during lunch. It was awesome, as this guy decided he was going to get with me. One of his issues was confession, and I was able to explain it to him. He is going to go to Mass this coming Ash Wednesday. That is good news. God is so good. God is so good.
wash me. Passion of Christ.